Okay, Avdal Shvat, 30th of January. We're on page Samach Tes in a section on Birchas HaTorah. There's a number of sections on Torah, Mitzvos. It takes us a little deeper in the coming prokem here. So the famous Gemara Nedarim, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya that we read on Tisha B'Av. Who's the Chacham who can understand this? For what the land was lost, the Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. They asked, and the Chazal Darshan, they asked the Chachamim and the Nevi'im, and they couldn't explain it until HaKadosh Baruch himself said, Al Azam es Torasi. And then the Pasuk uses language of Lo Shama Bakoli, Lo Holchuba. And Rabbi Yehuda says it means they didn't make a bracha on the Torah first. So, Baran B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's start again from the second paragraph. Dekra Hachidayek. This is how the Pasuk is to be read exactingly. Meduyak. De'im Isa Azvam Es Tarasi Kapashta. If it would mean literally that they abandoned my Torah, like the simple implication of those words, Mashvash Azvos the Torah V'Lahay Oskimba. That would sound like they abandoned it and weren't Osek in it. So Kishanisha Lachacham V'Lanavim Lamalo Pershuhu. So why would you have a situation where they asked the Chacham and the Nevi'im, why was this coming to us? What did we do wrong? And they couldn't explain it. It would be an obvious thing and easy to explain. The Jews have abandoned the Torah. It must be that they were constantly studying Torah. And that's why the Chacham and the Nevi'im were confused, didn't understand for what the land was destroyed. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it, and he knows the depths of the heart. They didn't make a bracha on Torah first. Kolomar, meaning to say, the Torah wasn't so important in their eyes. That it was fit to be have a bracha made on it. Shalohayu oskim ba lishma. They weren't studying it lishma. Because of that, they didn't take its bracha seriously. They didn't go in it, they didn't go in its way, meaning with its kavana and lishma. That's the Ran quoting Rabbeinu Yonah explaining the Gemara. If it would just be that they abandoned the Torah, that would have been obvious. It must be something more subtle, which is that they didn't make a bracha on Torah, which really indicates that they didn't view the Torah as something so valuable. They didn't learn it lishma and for its kavana. Va'adayin advarim tzrichim bir. But the matter is that these words still need more explanation. Mai kavanosa shel haTorah. The ending words of the Ran, where they didn't do it for its kavana. What is the kavana of the Torah? Sher netenshu onish ko gadol ad shelo holchuba. What is it, exactly is this kavana of the Torah that they deserve such a grand punishment, such a terrible and drastic punishment for not going in it, meaning in the kavana of the Torah? Ubebach Torah Rachaim Seven Mem Zayin. So, chapter Mem Zayin in Shulchan Aruch in the Torah is the parak on Birchas HaTorah, and it's interesting, by the way, we say Birchas HaTorah before Birchas HaShachar. In Shulchan Aruch, it's the other way. The German men say Birchas HaShachar before Birchas HaTorah, and that's actually the order in Shulchan Aruch. But anyway, so Siman Mem Zayin is Birchas HaTorah, and this is the Bach. The Bach is a commentary on the side of the tour, the El Circus. He says as follows. One has to wonder a lot. Lama yatsa kazos milafanov. Why did such a thing emanate from before him? Lahanisham ba'onish gadol v'rom kazeh. To punish them with such a great and lofty, in a negative way, punishment. Al shalom birchu batara tchila. For not making a bracha first. Shehu l'chara avera kala. It seems like a light avera. It's not such a central avera. It appears the answer is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent since the beginning has been that we should be busy with Torah, be osek by Torah, in order that we, here he's using the word tis atzeim, to mean to unite with, to become the same. Etza means the essence of something. That our neshamos should become, should unite with the essence of the ruchnius and the kedusha of the source of the Torah. V'lochein nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah semes to Yisrael v'matana. That's why Hashem gave the true Torah to Yisrael as a gift, shelo tishtakach me'itanu, that shouldn't be forgotten from us, shetisdabek nishmaseinu v'gufeinu, that our souls and our bodies should cling, remach evarim v'shesag yidim, the 248 limbs and the 365 sinews, remach mitzvos haseh, shesag mitzvos lo saseh shabat Torah, the 248 positive and 365 negative mitzvos in the Torah.
This reminds me a little bit, I don't know if it's similar or different, but the Akev, in the summertime, they say that even the mitzvahs that you sort of walk on or something like that would not, must be adhered to or respected in some way, as opposed to very important issues, that they're all important. So something like the Birkat HaTorah is also, it is a pretty bad result.
The Haya Akev Tishma, even in the mitzvah the person steps on with his heel, can be a serious thing. That, if you're talking about the last point that he just happened to mention, that there's Ramach and Shasa, and that in order to be complete, you need every single one, that's true. In terms of Birchas HaTorah, the severity of not making Birchas HaTorah per se may not be so serious, but what he's saying is not making a bracha on it shows that you're not studying it for the right reason. If the whole point of the Torah is that we unite spiritually with the source of the Torah, and instead I study the Torah, he's going to comment on it. But if I'm studying the Torah because I need to know, he's going to mention for business. So it's like studying law so you can do business. There's no holiness in that. It's a pragmatic thing. I need to know certain things, or I need to be held in esteem. So the whole point of the Torah is laws. There's no asher bochar banu. So it's not that it's a small mitzvah, but small mitzvahs matter also. It's a small mitzvah per se, but the sense of wanting to make Berachos HaTorah is an indicator of why you're studying the Torah, which is not small at all. V'imhayu oskim b'Torah ala kavona hazos, if they were busy with the Torah for this kavona, hayu hema merkava v'hecha l'shchinasi yisparach, they would be like the chariot and the sanctuary for Hashem's presence. Shaisa Shchina mamish bekirbam, the Shchina would be literally within them. Ki hechel Hashem hema, they are the sanctuary of Hashem bekirbam mamish. Shaisa Shchina kovas di rasa, and within them, among them, the Shchina would literally establish its dwelling place. Va'aretz kulo haisam ira mechod, and the whole world would be illuminated with His glory. Ubezei yekisher lepamalya shamalim pamalya shamata v'haya mishkan echad, and then there would be a unification of the upper and lower, let's say, realms, and the Mishkan would be one, borrowing a phrase from the Chumash, but when the what's above and what's below connect, it's all one. Kolomar, meaning ha'olam ha'elyon ha'ruchni v'olamenu zeh olam ha'maisa, the upper realm, which is the spiritual one, and our world, which is the world of action, of physical action, ha'yum mischabrim zeh el zeh ad sh'ayum mamish olam echa, till they be literally one, which is the goal. But now, since they violated this law, shelo osku, or this ideal, shelo osku b'Torah, ki im l'tzorach advar magash b'mahanasim, they're only busy with Torah because of material and self-serving pursuits. Leida hadin in l'tzorach ma'asim matan, to know the laws for the purpose of business. I assume he means, it means like a learning choshen mishpat, because I got to know when I go out to the shuk who gets to keep the money. It's, again, it's like studying law for the purpose of business. It doesn't make the law holy. Gamla his goes, laharas chachmasam, also just to be hori, to show their chachma. I'll be held in high esteem if I'm an expert in this. Vilonis kavnil his atzeim bekedushas veruchnias atarah. They didn't have the kavana to unite, to become one with the holiness and the spirituality of the Torah. L'hamshech hashchina l'mata v'aretz, to bring Hashem's presence down into the world, etc. Bazeh asu pirut. So here they made like a disconnect, a separation. Shenistalka hashchina min ha'aretz. The Shechina was removed from the earth, v'olsa l'olam ha'ala, and it went back up. V'ha'aretz nish'ara b'gashmiyusa b'lik kedusha, and the earth was left with it, just its very coarse material aspect without holiness. V'zeh ha'yigorem churbana v'abidasa, and this caused its destruction and its loss. It's starting to talk about it. It's not even a punishment. It's cause and effect. If you have spirituality and something, you pull it all out. What's left is is destroyed. This is what the pasuk means. It says, "Who's the chacham who understands this? Ama of the arts, what the land was lost, v'chulu." Yomar, it's saying, "Tarasi taras emes, ashenasati b'matana." This is an elaboration of what Hashem is saying in those psukim. My Torah, which is a Torah's emes, that I gave as a gift, you shouldn't just learn it and forget it. It's supposed to become a part of you. I gave you the reasons for everything and their explanations. My intent was that you should become bound to the essence of the Kedusha of my true Torah, and my Shechina should dwell within them. V'hema azvu es tarasi, they abandoned it. V'la holchu ba, perish tchilas ha'alicha beruchnias ha'Torah, the beginning of the ruchnias of the Torah from one level to the next. Halicha means going, means progressing. Kidei she'tistabek ha'neshama ba'atzmas kedushas ha'Torah, so the neshama should cling to the essence of the kedusha of the Torah. V'la holchu ba, they didn't do this. They didn't go lishma at the time when they opened up, began to be busy with Torah. Levarach lefanav, his barach, to make a bracha. Lahodoslo, the whole beginning of the fourth shahr of Nefesh HaChayim is about the Reb Chaim Volozhiner is about the balance between, for lack of a better term, like the religious experience of Torah and just the knowledge, the intellectual side of Torah. And on the one hand, he is decrying people have gone overboard and don't really study Torah to understand it and just turn it like into a mantra. They turn Torah into davening. They're not really trying to gain knowledge and depth in Torah and just using it, just saying the same mimer over again and again just to feel connected to Hashem. So that he's saying is not good. But the other extreme, which Reb Chaim Volozhiner also talks about, is just to study it as an intellectual thing, and not to have the Yiras Shemayim. He quotes the pasuk Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro. The only silo you have to hold Torah is Yiras Shemayim. He talks about the balance. If when I start to study Torah, I don't make a birchas a Torah. It's just a pragmatic part of my life, but it's not ultimately for this purpose of communing with the Das Hashem. So it's all lost. Kedusha Yudvekim B'Kedushas V'Shchinas Yisparas. So they should be clinging to his kedusha and his divine presence. That's what's intended. We say he chose us. That he brought us before our Sinai and gave us his holy Torah. Kleichem Dasa, his treasured Kalim. Shayim Ishtasheya Babachal Yom. It says in Mishlei Hashem delighted in the Torah even before he gave it. Kadesha Tisdabek Nishmasenu Ba'atzmas Kedushas HaTorah Ruchnius. That our Neshamas should cling to the essence of Kedusha and spirituality. So the words of the Bach almost need no commentary, but we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, what one can take from that and what this Gemara really means. Okay. Yeah.